Welcome to the Thursday, February 15th, 2007 edition of the Investigative Journal. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. One program note, you can go to rbnlive.com and get this show live. Just go to rbnlive.com, and that website is back. The archives on RBN will be back shortly. I just wanted to make that program note. Two important stories I wanted to update before I get to my guest, Debbie Pitts. She's been on with me once before, and we're going to talk again about how a number of murders were covered up in Missouri related to a satanic cult going back years, showing that this problem in our country has been festering for a long time. It's an incredible story, and she'll be with us at this hour. I wanted to update the Leo Wanta story and also the Almanac of Evil, which I found through a mutual friend, and it's very interesting, and I've got a story on my website at www.arcticbeacon.com. That's ArcticBeacon. I don't know why. A lot of people spell it A-R-T, so I'm going to have to buy that domain name if it's available. But it's ArcticBeacon.com, and it's an easy mistake to make. And I should be no one to be throwing stones about people who make misspellings, because I'll tell you what, I'm a journalist, and I go through that every day. Very interesting, the English language. Okay, the update on the Wanta story. Leo Wanta came forward as a Treasury agent of Ronald Reagan, saying that he was to destabilize the Russian ruble at the end of the Cold War. They put together a financial scheme, and together with Reagan, who changed the laws, made it quite easy under the cloak of national security for private companies and others to do business in offshore banking, which was totally off the books of our government, which allowed, I believe, these people to have trillions of dollars of money at their disposal for the New World Order. And Wanta was basically involved. He said he did this for the good of the American people, but the money never got back. He calls Reagan a loyal patriot. I call him a traitor, and we differ on that. And as the story progressed, he then said that he entered into an agreement after he got out of jail, being jailed by the presidential administration of Bush and Clinton, because he wanted to bring the money back to the American people while they didn't. Well, anyway, when he got out, he said he reached an agreement for $4.5 trillion, and that was about six or seven months ago, and he was going to repatriate that money to the American people, jumpstart the economy, and have a financial hammer or club used against these New World Order people. Well, however, as the money was constantly being never being released, and all these stories came out about why it wasn't, nailing the Bush administration, Paulson, and many, many other people, I began to get suspicious and wondered if this just was a carrot and a stick kind of game they were playing, and questioned whether the Vatican was involved in the background of this story, holding up the money, knowing they were involved in the illegal banking schemes and money laundering through the Vatican Bank, which is extensive, that filters into our country. And at that point, all the parties involved, including Michael C. Cottrell, who's the treasurer, said categorically no. Well, let me tell you, after this break, how that story progressed from that point. And then we will get with my first guest, Debbie Pitts, back in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Many of us have unhealthy habits that we've accumulated over the years. Often our bodies are crying out for the nutritional building blocks we require to stay young and strong, but we simply ignore the signs. EnerHealth Botanicals, home of EnerFood, the revolutionary energy drink, and NutriCafe, the healthier coffee, offers natural and organic whole food supplements that are keys to optimum health. Our EnerFood formula delivers increased energy, incredible nutrition, and consistent use will support your immune system, greatly benefiting your health. EnerHealth uses as many organic, wildcrafted whole foods and herbs as possible. Wholesome nutrition and a healthy immune system make a huge difference in your lifestyle. Heal yourself through whole foods and herbal nutrition. Visit EnerHealth at EnerFood.com. That's EnerFood.com. Or call 866-762-9238. EnerHealth is your one-stop source for energy, nutrition, and health. Look for daily specials.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
Oh, walking towards Washington.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, our first hour, and I wanted to just finish that Wanta story. So what happened after they denied, and that was Cottrell and Wanta, denied that there was any Vatican involvement, they issued a story through Christopher Story in England, who, by the way, he thinks the Queen is on their side. I differ and disagree that the Queen is on the bad side. Well, anyway, they issued a story saying the Vatican was actually helping them bring the money to the American people. And I had a big laugh over that because I just recall a friend of mine in Boulder who told me these people don't have any good intentions for the American people in any area of our country, and that's the economy included. So I began to get suspicious and ran across a couple people who had a different story than Leo Wanta about his connections, and called him a PSYOPs agent and working with the Bush administration, and was involved in stealing a trust fund from this woman years ago. So I confronted them, their group, with this aspect of the story. Her name was V.K. Durham, and they just said I was crazy, would not come on the air and refute it, and it appeared rather strange because I'd given them hours and hours of airtime to tell their story, but as soon as somebody disagreed, they just put up a brick wall. So that made me even more suspicious. Now, people say, well, why did you cover the story? Well, the point is that it is a very, very, I call it one of the most important stories in our country, because it does show how they're stealing these trillions and how this offshore scheme began under Ronald Reagan. I might add that Reagan also initiated Vatican diplomatic relations after they were cut off in 1864 when the Jesuits and the Vatican were pinned for the murder of Abraham Lincoln through a hit squad that they protected at the Vatican. So, very strange things. Now, when people mention this, I say, listen, the Vatican is not a religious organization. This is an organization that has their tentacles in every piece of politics, every piece of our social justice. They're just into everything. And if you don't believe me, why do they have a seat on the UN? And tell me why the Vatican is a country. So this is not a religion we're talking about, and they hide behind that to do all their dirty deeds. Well, anyway, that's an opinion that many guests on my show have. Well, what I said to them then was, I am not, they in fact told me, don't print these stories, anything bad about Mr. Wanta. I said, you know, that's not the way the game is played. I'm not your propaganda agent. Well, anyway, I started printing these stories, and then I get a letter from their attorney, Thomas Henry, who threatened, said basically to cease and desist that I was libeling Mr. Wanta by being negligent, and I had to remind him that Mr. Wanta was a public official, and negligence isn't the standard for libel. It's malicious intent, malice aforethought, and I told him to read the famous New York Times case, and then said that I'm in no way I'm in no way acting malicious to Mr. Wanta, and you have no right to threaten me like this and tell me to stop printing these stories. I've given him ample time on the air and also in my articles, and I asked him even to come on and to tell his side of the story about what Durham is saying, but they don't want to do that. So that even made me more suspicious, and the stories still are swirling around the internet about every country in the world getting angry at America for this money, and the economy is going to fall to pieces. And maybe that's the message they want to get out, because I don't see 1 cent of that money in the account. And they don't want to come on and talk about it anymore. So the story is important from the fact that there's trillions of dollars being used by these people. The question becomes, who really is Leo Wanta? And that's why you do these kind of stories, to get at the truth. And it takes a while sometimes. And sometimes you never find it out. But in a sense, there's a lot of suspicions here, especially when the attorney starts sending me these emails. I then reminded him to quit threatening me like this and told him the libel laws, you have no case. And if you want to bring one against my website, go right ahead, because the courts frown upon frivolous lawsuits. And I would love, maybe we can get some of that money back through that manner, and I'll give it into the American people when I win the case against them for harassing me. And maybe that's one way to get a little bit of money, and I'll give it all back to the American people. So anyway, that's the update in the Wanta story. One last thing before we get to Debbie Pitts, and this will kind of in a strange kind of way connects. But I was on. You got to go to this website. It's www.one-faith-of-god.org. And a gentleman there who's going to be on my show in the near future put together, through a group of Christians, the Almanac of Evil. And I found it quite interesting. And on my website, I have a story about it, so go there and read this. Charges against Vatican and Jesuit order listed in Almanac of Evil. Defendants in this quasi-legal document still in the court of public opinion include Pope Benedict and the Black Pope Jesuit General Father Hans Kovenbach. And in my article, I refer to them as a group of American Christians, but I want to also mention this, that they're also in Australia. So it's a group of Australian, and there are some American Christians involved in this. A group of American Christians and Australians are calling for justice against the Vatican-led New World Order. Their legal demands, contained in what they call the Almanac of Evil, are outlined at the website I gave you, listing their concerns in accordance with international treaties and international law. The group's charges against the Vatican and Jesuit order include, but are not restricted to, trafficking of prohibited narcotics, money laundering, murder, political assassination, fraud, pedophile rings, institutional incest, arms trade, as well as crimes against humanity, including but not restricted to, genocide, sadistic torture, germ warfare, ritual and satanic murder, and that's where Debbie's story today comes into hand, and Debbie, you be patient, we're going to get to you this hour. Including but not restricted to genocide, sadistic torture, germ warfare, ritual and satanic murder, and cannibalism, child slavery, general slavery, and wholesale destruction and suppression of human history, knowledge, and wisdom. That last phrase we talk a lot about on this show, and I brought on many people, have showed how history has been suppressed over the hundreds of years and how Americans aren't getting the true story. Okay, well, the defendants listed in this quasi-legal document, a document I might add still remaining in the court of public opinion, include Pope Benedict XVI, also known as Joseph Alios Ratzinger, Cardinal William Levada, prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, and all officials and staff of what is formerly known as the Supreme Sacred Congregation of the Holy Office, formerly known as the Supreme Sacred Congregation of the Roman and Universal Inquisition. The remaining heads of departments, and the third defendant, the remaining heads of departments, including all officials of the Roman Curia, otherwise known as the Holy See, otherwise known as the Vatican, all regional cardinals, archbishops, and bishops not attached to the Curia, all heads of orders of priests, nuns, and monks, so that includes Father Kolbenbach. It must be emphasized that the allegation contained within the lengthy 21-chapter document still await justice and legal jurists around the world to bring these charges before a recognized and honest legal tribunal, if one still exists. According to the authors of the document, it should also be emphasized the presentation of these charges and their execution in accordance with national and international law shall be applied in the context of the warrants as listed in this, the Supreme Bible of God. The following is a compilation of charges taken from what has been entitled the Almanac of Evil, listing charges against the Vatican and Jesuit order from 1900 to 2000. That's 100 years. I listed those on my website from the Almanac of Evil. And I also said that the Arctic Beacon further asks the heads of any of the organizations in the Roman Catholic Church named in this Almanac of Evil to respond to the charges openly in a public forum instead of hiding behind an evil veil. Further, it would be quite interesting to hear from the Black Pope and the Jesuit General, Father Hans Kolbenbach, regarding the following charges listed in the Almanac of Evil. So I listed 100 years of the charges. The charges go back to the beginning of Rome and Constantine and Jesus Christ. And you should read the Almanac of Evil, 21 chapters, at the website I gave. So it's quite interesting. And I still, again, asked Father Kolbenbach to come forward. I've tried to get an interview with him several times and went all the way up to the Washington Assistancy, which is the head assistancy of the Jesuits in America, sent them emails, and basically I was given a polite no by saying he's quite busy and he can't talk to everybody. Well, he doesn't want to talk to anybody that's critical of what he does and answer to these charges. And I ask any of these other cardinals to come forward and to start speaking, because you are not a religious organization solely. You are putting yourself out in the public eye as public officials representing a country that we have diplomatic relations, and you have a seat on the UN. So we want to hear from you outside of, you know, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. So, you know, that offer still holds, and I'll have any one of you on my show. Well, anyway, I've only got a minute. I've talked a lot. Debbie Pitts, how are you? I didn't want to forget about you. Are you there?
Fine. How are you?
Good. And I hope, and one of the charges in this Almanac of Evil is that they're involved in organizing satanic murder and rituals. Now, you know a lot about that. And just this minute, tell us where you're from, and until you hear the music, then we'll come back and talk again. Tell us about what happened to you years ago.
Well, I grew up in Butler County, Missouri, and the Satanists in that county referred to it as the Helltown group, so that's what they were. And I want to kind of just show today how a couple of us that were victimized connected the Butler County bunch with the Tarrant County bunch to the Washington, Arkansas bunch. So,
okay, and that connected in what respect? What went on?
The Satanists, how they traveled, you know, from county to county, and them are the three counties that I lived in, and I had to live there and try to get a little bit of FBI attention and find one of them that I could trust to give him a note and say, you know, save a person's life. I want to get to that person too today, but it all boils down to 1984 and saving this person from prostitution on Lombardi Street in San Francisco, and that person is my twin sister.
Okay, we're going to be back. Take a short break. Be back with Debbie Pitts on the Investigative Journal.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Broken lives, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads, people sleeping in broken beds. Ain't no use jiving, ain't no use joking, everything is broken.
Okay, we're back in the Investigative Journal, and Debbie Pitts is my guest, and we're talking about some satanic murders that occurred in Butler County, Missouri, and how it affected how the FBI has covered up the grave sites that we haven't got into yet, and how her sister was involved in this, and also Debbie and many others in that country or in that county. Debbie, go ahead.
Yeah, Greg, a little bit at a time, we gathered up what little bit of evidence we could over the year. It was really hard to trust anybody. There was very few of us. 1971, my sister knew it that early on. She would be on Lombardi Street in San Francisco. She knew that, and it was 84 before we could find anyone that we trusted to save her life. We had to save her before the end of the year because 1984, they were going to kill both of us and get it over with. She had a photographic memory. She remembered all the Satanists, the counties she's been to, license plates, phone numbers, you name it. It was extremely important to save her life. We also had one more friend that we referred to as the general. The reason we do is because we can't use his name. He gathered up pictures, names of victims, dead or alive, counties they come from, and he got that little bit of evidence from each one of us that were victimized. It was us victims against the world because we didn't have anybody on our side. So we did what little bit we could. What we found out is we had people from Tarrant County coming up here to Butler County that also was involved in Satanism. The reason I found out is because one man driving by my house threatened to rape me, and I think it was 69. And that night when I started to get in the tub, I heard him out on the porch. So I boiled some water, and when he raised up, I threw it in his face. His name was Bob Bolin. He's a lawyer in Tarrant County, Texas. His dad owned a janitorial supply. Mr. Bolin come back a couple times a couple years after that, and I just act like I didn't recognize him. What he did is he posed as an insurance man, something the Satanists do. I found out early on, when back in the early 60s, that Jack, the Satanist I lived with, and his homosexual friend, Joe Davis, actually dressed like women and traveled posing as Bible salesmen, insurance salesmen, and magazine salesmen. Indiana is one state that they particularly liked hanging out in. I don't know why. But we did have people that survived from Indiana. So we had a little bit of names. We had the Bolin name, we had the Wilson name, and we had the Alexander name. And those were the people associated with Tarrant County, Texas.
All right, so why don't we go back to where first is Butler County and these counties you're talking about in reference to some big cities so people might understand where you're at?
Butler County is close to the bottom of Missouri on the Arkansas state line. It's near the Boot Hill. Tarrant County, Fort Worth, where I was at, is kind of next to Dallas, so people can see that. Across the state of Missouri and Arkansas straight line, I grew up in one corner of that county and seen several counties involved in Satanism. Straight across the bottom of our state would be Washington County and that area. So both counties, both corners of the state was taken over, at least somewhat. You know,
yeah, your story is interesting because it goes back years when you didn't realize what was happening, and then you put the pieces of the puzzle together. And it could be dismissed as just a rogue group of Satanist civilians. But what makes your story even more leads me to believe it's more than just that, is that it's been covered up over the years by law enforcement in actually protecting these people, correct?
Well, they refuse to arrest the people involved in these three states that I know of. Other states I don't have knowledge of, but these do. A little bit of Oklahoma I knew about. As long as they refuse to arrest them and withhold that evidence, then it's a cover-up.
Right.
As long as the story never breaks, which it never has in the 22 years since my sister was rescued, and she was the one that got the ball rolling. She actually married an FBI person, but they refused me access to my own family. Us people that were victimized that actually tried to expose them have been kind of kept from each other. The FBI has done that. They have actually blocked us for everything that we've tried to do.
And you're still being surveilled to this day, right?
Well, yes, the Satanists actually, they know in them three counties, they know that they're caught, and they know they got somebody on. It's not a secret. They know because they can no longer travel and kidnap people to kill. I mean, it was all about sex. There wasn't nothing else they could get from them. They wasn't getting money from them. They killed them because they had raped them. And Butler County was one of our dumping grounds. And
right.
When they traveled all over the country, they didn't want to leave bodies and evidence all over the country, right? They brought them back here.
Yeah, and that's the part we're going to get into in the second half hour, the graveyard of Satanism in Butler County, Missouri, a place for dumping grounds, as you call it, for their victims. And, America, this has been going on for a long time. The media occasionally will have a story about a crazed person here or there. But the real interesting thing is you connect the dots. You see in many stories that I've had on my show, it always ends up a cover-up with our law enforcement, our FBI. When we talked with Noreen Gosh about her son, Johnny Gosh, who was stolen in the pedophile ring during the 80s, that's exactly what they did. They cover it up. They never get to the bottom of who's behind it, really. It leads me to believe they're high-level officials in our Nazi-formed government. The Bush family on down that know about this, are involved in it, and do nothing. We'll be back with Debbie Pitts in 3 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Okay, we're back. My guest is Debbie Pitts. And Debbie, let's talk about this dumping ground of bodies and how you tried to alert the FBI and how this was covered up and where the bodies are located in case anybody out there wants to go and also alert the FBI. Go ahead.
That little piece of land that we lived on, the Satanist I lived with was named Jack Chitten, and right behind his little piece of property, 4 miles from the dam at Wapapilla Lake, right back in the woods just a little bit. It might be a couple hundred feet. I don't know. It wasn't that far. And that's where they were. One of my friends, who was also a victim, his name was Eric, was forced to go along with them when they actually abducted them. This woman came out of, well, she came out of Atlanta, Georgia, and his job was to give her the second shot of heroin, because this is what they do with them when they catch them, and she was supposed to OD on that. What he did when he found out about the mass grave, because he was there, he contacted the other country, because he's from another country, and they got someone in here to secretly start recording this. We didn't have anyone within our government that we trusted. Our FBI had been infiltrated. We knew that. We couldn't contact one of them until 1984, and then it was risky business. But he told me when the foreign person got here, he said, we have to trust each other. And I said, you know what, I'll draw you a map. And he wanted a map out there to that place. And I said, well, it'll be a couple months before we actually move. And he said, there's a mass grave out there. I thought he was talking about a big hole was dug and people was thrown in it. When I got out there and followed the odor, I didn't expect them to be just piled up. You know what I mean? So, yes, it did really shock me.
And about how many bodies are there? Were there? I don't know if they're being removed.
I'm sure that the FBI did get that very many years ago, and like I said, kept it covered up. But what I saw was three piles of bodies, and I had to guess that there was about 300, 100 people in each pile, and all I could do was guess. You'd understand. So I did try to take a couple of friends down there because I actually wanted witness. But whatever scared us out, I don't know if it's older or what, but we actually didn't go down there. I only remember clearly going one time when I was by myself when I did. But we connected names with these other counties like Tarrant County, and it was important, so I knew that someday I had to get down there. Well, I sure couldn't get no FBI person out of Butler County. We were told they didn't have done anyway. They're swarming the county today.
So here we have 300, minimum of 300 bodies.
Yes.
So, to best of your knowledge, were abductees of these Satanist groups.
Right.
And everything's covered up. I mean, we hear ad nauseum about Anna Nicole, and we hear about O.J. Simpson, and we'll hear about one murder case like that forever. But a story like this never coming out. And going on, this happened years ago, still going on today, folks. This is not stuff that's not going on today. So you know that someone higher up is covering this, and they're using the FBI and everyone else at their disposal to keep these abductees of Satanism, the children, the pedophile rings, everything from the American people. What New York police detective I've had on my show who tried to investigate these abductees says is the biggest terrorist problem in our country, and your story adds to that. How did you get involved in this? Maybe just for a few minutes here, take us back to how this all started for you.
Living with the Satanists, we found out real fast when we were little that there was a horrible religious overtone because they actually had their own devil costumes they wore. Even when they traipsed around and raped people, they wore them. I know because I was one of them. And then we realized that it had to be political because we could not get anyone within the state government of Missouri to help us or federal people either. And then we realized it has to be military. So what our sheriff's department, our state troopers, and our police departments were, when they were lined up down the road, certain people weren't going to get very far. For example, somebody like me, you know what I mean, if we tried to run. And when they were hauling these bodies around, if they come from one state to another, they had to have protection up and down these highways. They had to make sure they never just happened to get pulled over. This is something I had a problem trying to figure out when I was a kid. Why does this never just happen to break wide open? Because the squad cars that was out there were doing more than giving out some tickets. What they was doing is make sure that no one interfered. They safely transported the victim, dead or alive, to wherever they were going to take them. And, for example, Butler County was a female county. By that, I mean we very rarely had a male. We had women and girls that were brought here for the purpose of rape and murder. But we connected the people coming from Tarrant County were hanging out with the Satanists. So we had one more county in another state that we knew, and the Alexander name, the Bolin name, and the Wilson name. Wilson was the black family Satanist from Tarrant County that I also met while I was there. We also had black families in Butler County involved in the Satanism, too. They were, back in them days, separate but equal, even though they were right there in the midst of all this crime scene. And so I want to get on to the Washington County bunch a little bit. I went there in 93. The FBI kind of wouldn't let me leave. They had people missing all over the place. My nerves was real bad because there were so many different either serial killers or so many different groups of Satanists. If they don't keep contact with each other, then it's hard to find, and you leave a group out there. When I left in 2000, we may have had one group or one serial killer that we didn't actually find. But remember, I had a blood clot on my brain because The FBI told me no about protecting me, so I didn't have too much choice but to leave. So I don't know if they ever caught the last person or not. The Satanists I was around and the people that was missing all over, for example, Washington County, and we had people right next to us, right on the Oklahoma state line, there was several different individual serial killers over the years, not just while I was there from 93 to 2000, but over the years, you know, different ones. And it's just almost mind-boggling that so many people disappeared. So the people, the group actually came out of Madison County. And when one of their, I was around some of these people, by the way, when one of their top dogs had a freak accident and died, it really stirred them up because they were working in Washington County and I was around them. And it stirred them up like hornets because they hollered foul play, and they actually thought that the government eliminated them. Well, the government did eliminate some of the top dogs. One of the first things that happened and was there was a Satanist cult in New York. The president was assassinated. The vice president took over. He, too, was assassinated. And the Butler County Bunch had newspaper clippings of it, and they were very upset saying the government did it. I was at a Satanist house about 5 years ago when a man knocked on the door and she wouldn't let him in. And he said, I stayed in the other room, but he said, well, I want to come in. I think maybe he was going to kill her. But he says, one of my relatives was overseas and had a freak accident and he died. So we think the CIA got him. And she said, well, maybe so. So anyway, I don't have any doubt that some of the top people have been eliminated, which is no big deal. We actually couldn't arrest the top people because the order was going to go out to slaughter everybody missing that was still alive. Like me and my sister was two of them survivors.
Yeah, now that's a question I want to ask you. How did you finally survive this? Because you were quite young when this began. How did you finally get out of their clutches? And what's happening to you today? I mean, are they still after you? So let me know how you first got out.
Well, you don't really ever get away from them, Greg. They're always there, and to this day, they still check up on me, but it's not 24 hours a day. I know it's hard to believe, but they infiltrated our society so bad that it's not a matter of our government decided they want to be Satanists. It's a matter of the Satanists just took over, and them taking over sheriff departments and police departments and highway patrols and every kind of department in each county where they did take over. And I believe every county was infiltrated by these people. What was you going to do? You really didn't have anyone that you could trust. And so they stayed on me 24 hours a day. Illegal wiretaps is small fry compared to what they do. But, yes, they knew every word that went on. They knew absolutely everything. They breathed down my neck everywhere I went. In these three states that I lived in, they don't have any doubt that they're caught. And the reason they do is they can no longer kidnap people to kill. That's how they know they're caught. But as far
right,
as
now, you ever try to go to any religious organization for help?
When I was a kid, the churches was kind of cold-hearted in Butler County. They actually, two churches wouldn't let me in the door because my dress was wore out, you know, and they were just cold-hearted. No, we didn't get no help in anywhere that we ever turned, the school system or anybody whatsoever, obviously.
So, again, how did you finally get away? I mean, how did you stay alive, I guess, is the best question.
It wasn't easy. I actually, the secret person from another country that was gathering evidence told me that the man that I was fixing to marry was involved in the Satanism. I don't know the full extent, but you understand, I kind of had to marry him as a survival technique. There wasn't no love involved. And his job was to be my obstacle course, and that's what people told him, to watch me, cause me a lot of trouble, make sure I don't happen to have a friend that I can trust that might get some help in. So my concern was Butler County, no matter where I went, because we left people behind that we didn't want killed. And we knew the killing was going to continue until someday we found somebody we could trust. But then the people in Washington County, And in Tarrant County, if the FBI has not arrested them, and obviously they haven't because it's never been on the news, then they're involved in cover up there too. They should have told the people if the body was found, you know, if it was among those that came out of Butler County.
Yeah. And they probably did
because the Satanists traveled.
Right. And what I'm getting at here is if we have a mass grave there and all these murders and abductions being covered up, some people may have a hard time believing that. But let me just add this, that you also may have a hard time believing that thousands of children are missing in the pedophile ring. But it is a fact, and I've documented that with a police detective who has been researching this for years and was one of the lead detectives on the pedophile ring in America. This is a similar problem, what we're talking about here. So Americans, you know, don't really, you have to really understand the extent of evil here. And the cover-ups that are going on to destroy the family, destroy the fabrics the family unit of our country. And in turn, they're paying law enforcement, and law enforcement are given orders as it goes down the chain of command to protect the real perpetrators. And that is not only my opinion, but the opinion of people who are inside this working to try to figure out what's happening. And detectives who have tried to bring cases of children abducted and killed to in front of the courts. And it's very sad when you hear that the DA in New York, like Morgenthau, who's still there, was covering for people higher up. And that statement's made by Jim Rothstein on this show. So don't be surprised that there was a mass grave of at least 300 people witnessed by Debbie Pitts. Who are you going to believe? The question is, we must begin to start believing Americans who are talking about what's really happening to them. This story is just so sad, and it's destroyed so many lives. Just think about it. Notwithstanding Debbie Pitts, but Debbie, I know that must have shocked you, and you still to this day can you comprehend how they can cover this up? I mean, it's amazing to me that it happened. You've been researching this for a long time. What conclusions have you drawn of how they've made this cover up?
Greg, as long as they don't arrest the people involved in it, then it's going to remain covered up. They arrest them, it's going to be public. This is where I need a little bit of help. I had sent my Missouri Attorney General a little email the other day. Did you get a copy of it? Because I sent you a copy.
Well, send me another one because I don't remember seeing it. So.
Okay. And I had asked them to do something. What the deal is somebody is signing a paycheck for these feds that's warming Butler County, right? Somebody needs to inform them, it's time to turn in your evidence so we can arrest the people. As long as they are withholding the evidence, and they are, then these people is not going to be arrested. The local district attorney's office, and the district attorney is named Kevin Barber. Actually, I've talked to a woman down there a couple of times. They claim they don't know anything about no Fed. They recommend if I want to talk to a Fed, call Cape Girardeau County. That ain't the way it goes. I know how it goes. And they claim to know nothing about Satanism. So what I really need is someone to give me a little bit of legal advice, I guess, because we have to get it exposed. We can't leave it covered up and leave people wondering what happened to their child. You know what I mean? I saw this stuff myself. I survived it by the grace of God and a few friends that I trusted. It was hard to trust anybody. Us people that trust each other, Greg, when the FBI come along, they could not penetrate this little tiny group of friends, and it was me, Eric, Carlos, my twin sister, and Bob. And Bob was the foreign person gathering evidence. And because he was a foreign person undercover, the Secret Service got involved a little bit in Tarrant County down there. So when we had, and this reminds me of a little phone call from President Reagan that happened at a party we was at while the Secret Service was there. But actually what we did is we talked about stuff that we wanted the FBI to catch on to. We mentioned assassinations, war, coups, weapons, and we did that. So it looked real funny that I had these three foreign married men around every once in a while, and we talked funny. And finally, someone from the FBI, and his name was Smith, came up to me and said, "Who are you working for?" They couldn't figure out what was going on. And he ended up being the person that the foreign man told me. He said, "You see this van over here? The man driving is the man you trust, the man with him. is a Satanist. So they were FBI agents. One was a Satanist paid by Tarrant County. People didn't know that. The general public didn't know that. But it, the secret person found out for me. So I sent him a note. I met him at a bar like I was supposed to, and I give him a note, and I give the different names of my sister that had to be rescued. Her name is Barbara. The people that she lived with, Butler County people, actually put her in a cage, poured water on her, and had a plug and threatened to electrocute her. So that's how they terrified her. By the time she was 8 years old, she was forced into genuine child prostitution around Butler County. She ended up on Lombardi Street, where the local Satanists, including the people that raised her, dear old mom and dad, whatever their name was, I only know their last name, when she was rescued down there, they thought she had been shot and her body set on fire. Then pictures floated around Butler County.
Okay, Debbie, let me take a short break. We'll come back for our final segment. You want to call us, 800-313-9443. Back after this short break.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
We're back for our final segment with Debbie Pitts. And Debbie, you said that you sent a letter to the Attorney General of Missouri. Has he responded yet?
No, that was just a few days ago. And no, and what I actually expect to happen to that is the FBI to block absolutely everything. Greg, I lost my voice earlier this week, so I'm sorry if I'm kind of hoarse. I didn't know if I'd even make it through today or not. But no, I haven't heard nothing, and I don't expect it to get nowhere. I've watched the cover-up since 1984 where they have refused to let this all go public, and I just think 22 years is just 22 years too long. We need to get it out there. We just need to get it out there and get it going. You mentioned Ronald Reagan. I can tell you just a little bit about that, but I may not have time at the moment, but I'll send you an email after a while. But also,
we have a minute, so tell us what?
In 1984, when we did a little skit at a tavern, and we actually had some Satanists in the room with us, we filmed it because we actually was exposing some of them at how they breathed down our neck and constantly caused us trouble. They were everywhere we went. So we did some music and some comedy, and I did some comedy, and I told you how we had wanted the FBI to be there with us to save my sister. She wasn't saved yet. This was July 84. She wasn't saved until November 84. And so what happened, I was still on the stage, and I did some comedy about a clean-cut President Reagan joke. And we had the Secret Service in the room with us, the FBI, the Satanists, and some of us victims. And what happened was we got on the subject of UFOs, and for some reason, I don't know what somebody said to me, but I said, in the name of national security, I don't think I can talk about it. And so by whatever means, satellite or whatever, Secret Service actually had President Reagan watching what was going on that night. And he actually called down there and thanked me for a clean-cut joke and not discussing national security.
Yeah, interesting. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is still going on all over our country, child abductions.
Yes.
What about in your area now? What have you learned in the last couple of years? Is it still going on?
Well, the people, like I said, they can no longer travel and bring people into the county to kill them. That all got stopped in 84. That was left up to my sister to take care of that end of the deal. While I stayed in Texas and allowed the Satanists to follow me, we finally had the feds following them because we found out which feds were Satanists and which one wasn't. We had to sort that out. Another country had to sort that out for us. But in Butler County, no one's been arrested. I know somebody at the Social Security office was Satanist. I know a preacher. I know a retired cop. No, they haven't been arrested. They're still out there. They're still on the payroll.
Yeah, incredible story. And, Debbie, we're running out of time here. I want to thank you for coming on. And please let me know if the Attorney General responds to you and keep updating your story with me. Any last words? We have about 30 seconds.
No, thanks for having me on, Greg, and I'll be in touch with you. We need to uncover this mess.
Okay, thank you, Debbie Pitts, from Butler County, Missouri. We're going to be back. We got Bob Dumas the next hour. We're going to talk about how the military has been covering up all the prisoners of war that still are alive behind enemy lines, back in about 2 minutes on the Investigative Journal.